You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and John Babb on this edition, looking ahead to Wednesday's action. Loads of racing to look forward to on Wednesday as well. Goodwood, Perth, Redcar and Wolverhampton to get our teeth stuck into. Had to check there. It wasn't Chelmsford, definitely Wolverhampton on Wednesday night. John Babb's beloved Wolverhampton as well. Will you be going tomorrow night?
I may be. I was just discussing that subject with our top men.
Top men. Stephen Powell and Sam Turner.
No. Right. I mean, the decision makers.
Oh, I see, right. I was going to say. Because they're not top men. Don't worry. We know all about them.
Discussing whether we can stretch to having me on air. But
I see.
Decisions are... There's a board meeting to discuss it.
In the pipeline. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Space.
Yeah. It's not a bad card at Wolverhampton tomorrow night either. Mm. We'll be focusing on the final race on the cards on this podcast shortly. And we're also going to look at one at Goodwood. But as I mentioned, some really good racing to look forward to. I'll actually be on Racing Radio tomorrow with Craig Forsyth and Chris Pimlott for my beloved Redcar. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Including the 20-runner nursery that is effectively equine bingo kickstarts the card.
Brings back memories of when you used to sneak under the gate as a boy.
It does, very much
under
so.
Under the turnstile.
Yes, can't do that anymore because I have a stomach now. Mm. but that to come tomorrow. We're going to start by talking about the 2:30 at Goodwood, which is over a mile. And it's an optional claiming handicap, which is a fairly new initiative that has been fairly well received, I believe, Mr. Babb.
Well, it has, but to me it hasn't really worked.
Right.
Because, again, tomorrow we've got 9 runners. Only one is in to be claimed. That's London Protocol. And I think we had a race at Yarmouth where there was only one in to be claimed. And really and truthfully, it seems if they're only going to put like the odd horse here and there in to be claimed, it's a bit pointless, really.
Mm.
And for the prize money that's on offer, I don't know, it just seems... I doubt it'll be continued myself.
Okay.
I think it's a brilliant initiative, but I think more people ought to have horses in to be claimed. But they need to get the table right. I think the problem is that the prices that they're putting horses in for is too low, it's particularly the older horses. You can get a very talented, say, 6-year-old, and they're, according to their BHA table, you're being put in for like 15,000 with a horse rated mid-90s. It just doesn't make sense. You couldn't buy one for that. And that's probably one of the reasons why. They need to be going in for 20 to 30,000 minimum, really.
Okay. Have you had a runner in a race like that?
I've had entries, but I haven't actually run one.
Yeah. Because I know Tom Morley's a big... Well, he's been a big beneficiary of them.
I discussed it with Tom before they started, and I said what would happen in the I think it was the very first one, and I said, I bet you nothing that runs will be in to be claimed. It was exactly what happened. Mm. And I knew there'd be a low entry. I think it was at Yarmouth, I think it was, because everybody wanted to have a look, and I knew a lot of the top trainers won't put horses in because they don't want to be associated with claiming races.
Yeah.
But actually, once they realise that they're not claiming races, you know, you've got Andrew Balding with the runner that I'm fancying tomorrow's race. But again, some of the leading Newmarket trainers have been, you know, notable by their absence. You know, you like to see your Gosdens, Haggis, these sort of people, Stout. I don't think they've had a single runner in any of them.
Well, trainers aside, you look at connections and owners, and you've got Qatar Racing and Sheikh Hamdan with the top two here.
Yeah.
But you're saying that you fancy South Seas?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I think the going, it doesn't tend to dry up that quickly this time of the year. The going stick reading a 5.5 down at Goodwood after last week's rain. Soft ground. Definitely going to be easy in the ground. That's definitely going to be playing to the favour of soft South Seas. Some people would say he is soft with some of his performances. I think the key to him will be at the start of the race. When he ran at Goodwood here at the festival behind seniority, again, he was held up a long way in that race, and he had an awful lot of horses to pass. And I think the smaller field will definitely help him. He showed lots of promise at Chester in the spring when he'd come from a long, long way back. And in the straight, he was doing some incredible work in handicaps. He just looked like a horse waiting to win a real big handicap. But he hasn't had his ground all year. Last time out at Salisbury, it was good to soft. He got beat five lengths, but that was in a Group 3. And we're seeing a drop in grade today off a mark of 102. He was running off 105 in some of these much bigger summer handicaps on ground that was a little bit too quick for him. But obviously, the ground that was key to him in 2016, soft ground, back tomorrow, off a mark of 102 in a smaller field. As long as he gets away okay with the back end of the field, the race should pan out perfectly for him, I think, tomorrow, and I'd expect a big performance from South Seas.
OK, and likely to be a fair price as well, because people will be put off by the fact that it's carrying top weight, and there are runners in the lineup with a fair bit of ability a little further down the handicap, but looks a decent little race. That's coming up at 2:30 tomorrow. Goodwood South Seas, the selection for John Babb. We then go to Wolverhampton, and the final race of the day is coming up at 9:15, and it's a decent one, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not a bad contest here.
No.
Three-year-olds rated 61 to 75. You've got quite a few recent winners in the field. I think it was about half a dozen of them have won in, you know, one of their last two or three starts. And the horse I like here is David Lanigan's Lexington Empire. Drawing stall one, been basically progressing all season. After slightly disappointing on his first run at Lingfield when he was hampered by a faller in the straight when making his run. Since then, he's gone from strength to strength. And last time, he's run really well despite drifting all the way across the track at Kempton. Turned in a decent position. I backed him in that race. And he's not the first horse that's done it at this track at Kempton, but he has literally gone all the way over and ended up running on under the stands rail. Now, I think back to Wolverhampton, drawn on the inside, I think that'll be a big help to him going left-handed.
Yeah.
He's won at Wolverhampton, he's won at Chelmsford, should get a real good run around the track for Danny Muscat. And a slight concern would be obviously Daniel Muscat. He's on a bit of a quiet run. I think it's been a little bit of a while since Daniel's ridden a winner. But I'm reasonably confident he's going to have a big run in the 9:15 tomorrow night. And I'm very hopeful that Lexington Empire can regain the winning thread.
It'd be exactly a month since he last rode a winner as we record this, just before racing starts on Tuesday. So who knows, he may have a hat-trick on Tuesday.
Hopefully, and he'll be fully tuned up for Lexington.
Yeah, excelled his last winner on the 26th of August as we record this.
Gosh,
so
you've got the stats at your fingertips.
I do, don't I? It's just the internet, really. I'm just cheating. But Lexington Empire back on a left-handed track. But he's one of three course and distance winners in the lineup. It won't be straightforward, when you factor in those that haven't got the course experience. I mean, one that the eye is immediately drawn to, just because I love the silks, really, Kotoka. And, of course, David Lanigan used to have plenty in these silks as well, the Nielsen silks. Did win at Kempton last time, and that was a decent performance, was going away at the line.
Yeah, again, one that's caught my eye very early on in his career. I thought it took the eye big time in the paddock on its second run last December at Wolverhampton when it run behind Point Hope. And it was, I have to say, that was probably a disappointing run. Probably.
Yeah, she was 9-4 on that occasion. She finished 8th.
Yeah, I mean, apart from the Newmarket, which was probably a decision at that stage to go handicapping, I would say, to run in a Newmarket race over 7 furlongs, you have to say that was the horse's worst performance.
Mm.
And it slightly concerns me that going back to Wolverhampton when it's better all-weather form is at Kempton.
Yeah, OK. But you're quite happy with Lexington Empire?
Absolutely.
In that 9:15. So Lexington Empire in the 9:15 and the 2:30 at Goodwood. It was South Seas there, the two, for John Babb on Wednesday. Good luck with your bets, listeners, and the same to you, Mr. Babb, if you are getting involved. And make sure you tune in tomorrow to William Hill Racing Radio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.